Today should be a fascinating eye-opener of a shiur. But before we start, just want to Chaza, just a couple of points that we had last time. One is that Maral said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is unconditional, regardless of the mitzvahs or chatoim that Klal Yisrael perform. Hashem's love does not change. Hashem loves us for our DNA. He loves us because who we are, regardless of what we do. Obviously, if we perform mitzvahs and Torah, it's an add-on, but it's an unconditional love. And even when He sent us out into Galus, that love still remained. Ani lo shinisi, that love remained the same. And that was the nechama at the end of the Teichacha and the Chukosai. Vav gam zeis b'yoisim be'eretz oyveihem. Loi ma'astim, v'loi ga'altim, l'chaloisim, l'hafe b'risi itam. And Hashem is saying that it's not because I dislike you, it's not because our relationship went sour from my end. My end, the relationship is perfect. My end, the love is still there, exactly. What went sour was from Klal Yisrael's end. It was Klal Yisrael who, from their end, like the beginning of Tochacha says, v'mchukosai timasu v'mishpatai, it was all from Klal Yisrael. But from Hashem's perspective, the love is there just the same. And that's a gvaldik and nechama that we have, that we're in Golis, but Hashem is still with us. He still loves us just the same. And Memela will be able to endure the Golis and focus on what we need to do to fix what we need to fix to be able to return and come back to Ribbono Shel Olam. But today I want to take it to another whole level, or I should say two more levels up, one at a time. Let's start. The Bryce in Megillah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says like this: on this pasuk of Loi Ma'astim, on this pasuk of the Nechama in the Klalos B'chukosai, it says Loi Ma'astim B'mei Kasdim, She'amaditi Lem Daniel Chananya Moshe Ba'azayit. Means in times of Bavel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Lema asked him how, because he set up four leaders, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, for Klal Yisrael. V'loi ga'altim, that's going on, b'mei Yevonim, she'emaditi lehem Shimon HaTzadik, v'chashmonoi uvanov, u'matisyoi kohen gadol. L'chaloisam, that's going on, b'mei Haman, that's by Mordechai, she'emaditi lehem Mordechai v'Esther, I set up manhigim as Mordechai and Esther. And finally, Lohafe Brisi Itam is Bimei Parsiim, that's a time of now Edoim, Shemaditu Lahem Shobeis Rebi, V'chachmei Doiris. So Kosh Baruch was saying that throughout each of the four Goliaths that Klal Yisrael experienced, he set up leaders, he set up Manhige Yisrael during those Tekufis. So you see that he still loves Klal Yisrael. You see that he doesn't despise Klal Yisrael. If he despised Klal Yisrael, if he forsook Klal Yisrael, then let them be on their own. Let them be left with whatever is out there. No, he didn't do that. He didn't throw them to Teva. He set them up, Gvaldik Manhigim, even during the Golis periods. That's Pshuta of the Gemara. But the Maral says something unbelievable, Pshat in the Gemara. And to appreciate it, we have to first understand the four Goliaths. The Gemara in Yuma on Tesamet Bey says, Bebayis Rishon Chotu Begimel Averis. They had three cardinal sins that they committed during Bayis Rishon, and that was Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shefichas Damim. Each one of them warrants a Golis, like the Psukim HaMavur in Tanakh. Each one alone, Gilui Arayis alone, Shefichas Damim alone, Avodah Zarah alone, warrants a Golis. But Klal Yisrael happened to have committed all three cardinal Averis in Bayis Rishon, which caused the Churban. In Bayis Sheni, however, the Aver that they did was Issinas Chinam. And that caused the Golis, by the Churban Bayis Sheni, that we went on to Golis Edlin. So Bayis Rishon was Nechrav because of three Averis, Gilui Arayis, Shefichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. And the second bias was Nechrav because of Sinas Chinam. The Maral, the Goyin, the Sfas Emes, many of the Bali Makshava explain that the four Goliaths that we find ourselves in, that we found ourselves in, each one corresponds to another Chet. Bavel corresponds to the chet of Avodah Zarah. Modai responds to the chet of Shfichus Damim. Yavon corresponds to the chet of Gila Arayis. And Edoim corresponds to the chet of Sinus Chinam. And there's a lot of Torah on this, and to show you how it goes all over, like even from Abba Avos Nezikin, Hashar above Amava Behevi refers to these four Galias and their Bechinas. But all over, throughout Chazal, throughout Tanakh, throughout the Medrashim, it revolves around this Yisoid, that there are four Galias, and each one is connected, a different chet that Klal Yisrael performed. The Maral explains that every Galus was tailor-made, Mida Keneged Mida, to the chet that Klal Yisrael did. For example, they did a chet of Avodah Zarah, so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiled Klal Yisrael in Bavel, that Bavel is Avodah Zarah. Bavel, the Metzizah, is a challenge in the sign of Avodah Zarah. Nebuchadnezzar was Helam, in Bikas Dura, he was Helam Atzelam. He was Helam, and he forced, it was forced idolatry. He forced Klal Yisrael to bow down to this Tzelem and Bikas Dura. Like it says in the Pasuk in Daniel and Paragimel, so that with Keneget, you sinned in Avodah Zarah, I'm going to challenge you. That's where you want to go. I'll put you into a matzev of Avodah Zarah. They did a chet of Shvichus Damim, so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiled, put Klal Yisrael into Golus Madai, where the Golus was. What was Golus Madai? It was Shvichus Damim. Lahashmid v'lare gulabir es kol ha-yudim. In Arvad Zaki, the Golus was, the Ikur Golus of Madai was, is Shvichus Damim. You did Shvichus Damim, so therefore I'm going to challenge you with Shvichus Damim. Midi k'nek midi, that will be the Einich, that will be the Golus. Ki shofik dam ha-adam, ba-adam dam ha-yishofik. Because that's the chet. If a prisoner does a chet of Shvichus Damim, then he himself is going to have Shvichus Damim performed to him, like the Mishnah of it says. That is the Indian of Shvichus Damim, that was Madai. The third aver they did was Gila Arayis, and therefore we went into Galus Yavin. Galus Yavin, the Rashi brings down from the Medrash, it's really Medrashim, that they were Goyza, Kol Besulas Libal Letafsa Tchila. Every basula, before she got married, the day she got married, she had to live with the sar, with the officers, the general, the mayor, or whatever it is, the officers of the malchus. It was a gullus, it was forced gilui arayis. That was the gullus. That was the ikar gullus. And of course, each gullus has a lot of other extraneous challenges. But the Ikka challenge, Chazal taught up what the Ikka Nakuda of each Golus was. And the Ikka Nakuda of Yavon was Gila Arayis. Yavon was the one that made about the Yoifi of Yefes, and made the whole Indian about Yaf Yusai of the whole human body, of the Olympics. It's all that. This is all part of Golus Yavon. But the Ikka Golus Yavon was Gila Arayis. So because they did the Chet of Gila Arayis, they were exiled to Yavon, which is Gila Arayis. And then, finally, the fourth chet that they did, which was during Bayisheni, which was Sinas Chinam, so therefore he punished them and he exiled them into Edom and Kiyudua. So halachahu, the Sifri, Rashi brings down, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, halacha b'yudua she'esav sanez Yaakov. There's a mitzias, without any cheshem, without any reason or rhyme, the mitzias is esav sanez Yaakov. Klal Yisrael committed sinas chinam, so therefore they were subjugated to this gullus of sinas chinam. That's what the Maral explains. So it's each, and really all the Svarim explained it, so many of the Svarim explained it, so each chet caused a different gullus, and it was mida keneged mida. So now let's go back to the Gemara Megillah. This Gemara, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maimid in each gullus, he's maimid different manigim of Klal Yisrael. It's like the Maral, not sure he's trying to tell you that he loves Klal Yisrael. You see that he even allows them to have manigim even during Golus. It's much deeper than that. If you look, which manigim did he do? Which manigim did he plant in each Golus? He planted those manigim that will take him out of the Golus. He planted in the manhigim to have the keys and the tools to rally Klal Yisrael to do tshuva on that chet and bring them out of that golus. For example, B'mei Bavel, by Bavel was the chet of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says on that, Lo'im astim b'mei kastim, she'maritam d'anir chanani m'shol v'azaryah. The Medrash says that when they were thrown into, when they were thrown into the Kivshon, Kanani Mishov Azariot, they were Makadishmoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barabim, and they allowed themselves to be burnt. They were allowed, they accepted upon them the Zayr to be burnt. When they were thrown in, that was the kapara that was Mesakin the Chet of Avodah Zarah. And with that was Nizbatil the Nisoyin of Avodah Zarah. So because they did that, that's how the Tikkun of Avodah Zarah, the Tikkun for Golas Bavel came about. The Medrash in Shir Shirim says, "The nega yetsa avodas kochavim aydei Hananya Mishael v'Azaria." So it wasn't stam arbitrary. I set you up nice leaders. I set you up the leaders that were tailor made to correct the chet that caused that galus to get you out of the galus. By Mordai, what was their chet? With shvichas damim. And how were they saved? They were saved through Mordechai and Esther. That's what the Gemara says, that during Mordechai, B'mei Haman, Hamadit Le Mordechai V'Esther. And Mordechai is the Hepuch of the Inyan of Shvichas Damim. He was Ratzi L'Roiv Echov, V'dei V'toiv, V'dei Shalom La'amoi. He was the antithesis of Shvichas Damim. Memele, he was the perfect leader to correct, to combat the Chet of Shvichas Damim. He was called Mordechai, as we know Chazal say, is Mori Dachya, which is the Inyan of Keteris, because as we know, we just learned in the Parshiyos, is Keteris fends off Misa. That's the Inyan of Keteris. And that's Mordechai. Mordechai has the ability to stave off Misa, to correct Shvichas Damim. Memele, since he's the Hepuch of Shvichas Damim, through him came about the Tikkun and the Kapara for Shvichas Damim, and Memele, they were Zoicha to a Gula from Mordechai. By Yavonim, what was Yavon? Yavon, the chet of Yavon was Gilei Arayis. Remember, it had that in the sign. What combated Gilei Arayis? That was the Mishpacha, the Kuna Gedolah. That was Chashmonai Abanim, Shimon HaTzadik. They were the ones, the Kedusha of the Kahanim Gedolim. They were the Kedushim in the Erva. Their Kedusha was what combated the chet of Gilei Arayis. As we know, Chazal say in many places, "Komokum shetimtzah kedusha," that's a gedah uprisha min ha'erva. So they were the ones; they were the perfect tailor-made manhigim to be able to correct the gullus of Yavin, and that's what happened. Cheshmonai Banav waged a war against Yavin, and it was a whole story. The Medrash says how it came about. It wasn't stam a war; it came about through the sister that she was getting married, and she challenged them to take on Yavin. Just like Dina challenged Shimon and Levi to take on Yavin, she challenged them to take on Yavin. And that they took on Yavin. They were Moise Nefesh for this Inyan HaGilui HaRayis, and through them came about the Tikkun for the Chet of Klal Yisrael. Memela, that's why we were Zeichet to the Gula of Yavin. It wasn't just Gerada. No, they're the ones who had the Koyach, they had the Tchunas HaNefesh to undo Gilui HaRayis, to fix the Gilui HaRayis. And finally, the last galus is galus Edom, which is sinas chinam. So, what does the Gemara say? Who did we set up? Hemaditi, who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up? Hemaditi lehem shel beis Rebbi v'chach midoris. Beis Rebbi is the shalshalis of Malchus beis David, and it's also the Torah and the chach midoris. And they're the ones who are going to fix sinas chinam, because the Gemara, the Medrash says, we say it every day for those who say. Peter Maktaris at the end, we say, Tamidu Chachamim Mabim Sholem Ba'ilam. They're the ones who have the ability to correct Sinas Chinam. Tamidu Chachamim, the Mohusav Atamu Chacham, is Avas Chinam, is the opposite. They have the ones to, the Mabim Sholem Ba'ilam, they're the ones to correct Sinas Chinam. So, Kum Tais Rabbeisai, the Maral is explaining to us, is unveiling to us a deeper pshat in the Gemara, the love for Klal Yisrael has no bounds. The love of Klal Yisrael, the nechama of Lima'astim, when I sent you out in Golis, was not stam Lima'astim. Not only did I still love you, and I didn't take it personal, so to speak, But not only that, I even gave you the manhigim, that's the manhigim. I gave you the manhigim that were tailor-made perfect to get you out of this galus. So I really care for you. Hashem really cares for Klai. So I didn't just throw him to a den of lions. He threw, and pun intended, the bubble was it's called a lion. But he actually gave them the ability to fight off those nisyonis and to be able to be zeicha to gula and get out of those galus. So now, Rabbi Say, it takes on a whole different appreciation of the love of the Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. I wanted to take it to one more level. Let's build up one more story on this. And that's with a simple kasha. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the manhigim to get us out of the gullies eventually. He sent us the manhigim that eventually we'll get out of the gullies. But what's with the entire duration of each gullus? Yes, he gave us Hanani, Mishael, Azariah to get us gullus bubble, and Esther, Mordechai, and Esther to get us gullus Mordechai, and yes, Shimon HaTzaddik, Hashmonai, Yevonah to get us out of gullus Yavon. But throughout those hundreds of years, or Edom, which were now over 1,900 years in Edom, what's with the entire time? Where is that love? Where's the Ava, where's the cure for Klal Yisrael that he's going to get us out of this galus? Where was it during the whole period? Yeah, sure, at the end, finally, he gave us those leaders. But what happened till then? I want to share with you Rabbi Sa'i Yisoid, and we're going to prove it and take it to, it's a fascinating Yisoid, which builds on this Maral. And that is that Chazal HaMavon, Gemara Megillah, and Gemara Erchin, that Galus Yehuda, Klal Yisrael went out into Galus in three waves. It didn't happen in one shot. There were three waves that Klal Yisrael went out. A part of Klal Yisrael went out in the first wave, a greater part went in the second wave, and then finally the third wave, everyone went into exile. First came Kibush Yehoyakim. The second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he was Kavish Yoyakim. He took Yoyakim into Galus, and he took with him a small segment of Klal Yisrael. And basically, he removed Yoyakim from his being able to be king, and then Yoyakim took over for Yoyakim. But the first wave was Kibush Yoyakim. It's not called the Mamish Galus. It's only called the Kibush because it only had a small segment of Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, it was a wave of a Galus. Then the seventh year came Kibush HaYoyachin. So then Nebuchadnezzar was Goyle Melech Yehuda, which is now no longer Yoyachin, is now Yoyachin, and with him came out a large chelik of Klal Yisrael. And then finally, 18 years came the Kib of Kibush HaYoyachin, came the final Galus, and that was Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, and with him was the Churban HaBayis, Bayis region. There were three waves of Galus Yehuda. And I believe that these three waves of Galus Yehuda corresponds to the three chatoim that Klal Yisrael performed in Bayis Rishon. Avodah Zarah, Shfichas Damim, and Gilui Arayis. And it came in that order. Remember, each chet alone deserves a Galus. For each one, Klal Yisrael deserves to go out on a Galus. Happened to be, we committed all three during Bayis Rishon, but each one is mechayiv its own galus. It's mevu like that in Pesukim and in Chazal. And Grada, as an aside, happens to be that there were three waves to galus Klal Yisrael as well. Galus Klal Yisrael of not just Yehuda, Yisrael also went into galus in three waves. Okay, it's not funny. I just want to focus right now on galus Yehuda, and they went into Galus in three waves, and with them, each wave, they took along Klei HaMikdash. So the first, with Yoyakim came out, exiled Klei HaMikdash, then with Yoyakim came Klei HaMikdash, and with Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda came Klei HaMikdash. Each wave was a full Galus in a certain aspect that a segment of Klei Yisrael with Klei HaMikdash went into Nebuchadnezzar's hands. And I believe that each one of them is Keneged each Aveira. And I'm going to prove it to you that each wave of Galus was meyuchet to a different chet. And that's as following. And it went out actually in order. But Yoyakim was the first Golis. So who went out with Yoyakim? Which part of Klai Yisrael do we know went out with the Yoyakim? So the Psukim don't mention too many names. It actually mentions quite only a few names. And they are Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. Like it says in the beginning of Daniel and Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav, they're the ones who went out with Yoyakim. They were the ones, mind you, who were the manhigim that the Gemara Megillah says that it's keneged the chet of Avodah Zarah. So you see that Kibush Yoyakim has to do with the chet of Avodah Zarah. The second galus was Yoyakim. Who went out with Yoyakim? A large chelik of Klai Yisrael, but two notable luminaries that went out in that galus. One was Mordechai, like the Pasuk in Esther says. When the Pasuk introduces Mordechai, when he comes onto the scene, so to speak, it gives him his yichus. And what's his yichus? As Yehogla, he went out with Golas Yoyachin. That's how he's introduced. Now, really think about it. What's the point? What do you need to tell us that he went out with Yoyachin? So did a lot of people in Klai Sogolan. Does it make a difference which Golas he went out with? Yeah, it does. Because the Golas of Mordechai corresponds to the Chet HaShrichas Damim, which corresponds to the second Golas, namely of Yoyachin. So it's important to note that Mordechai is from that Golas. So he's the one who's destined, he's the one who's cut out to be able to save us. Who else went out in Golas Yoyachin? So the Medrash says that Esther went out in Golas Yoyachin. Both Mordechai and Esther went out in Golas Yoyachin. And the Medrash darshins the pasuk when it says "Vatilokach Esther obeis Hamelach Hashverish obeis Malchusa da Chodesh Ha'asir in the 10th month who Chodesh Teves," zokt the Medrash, the day the Shmu of Golas Yoyachin came, which was Hey Teves, it was that very same day that Esther entered Beis Achashverish. To tell you that they're lined up, that the Golas Mordechai has shaychus to Yoyachin. And not just that, but the timeline, the same day has shaykhis. The seeds of that golis corresponds to this golis of Mordechai as well. The third golis is golis Tzidkiyo. Who went out with golis Tzidkiyo? So the Maran Yushami says in Tainis, Pergdal Alocha Hey, that there were 80,000 Pirchei Kuhuna that were burnt to death when they ignited the Beis HaMikdash. When they burnt the Beis HaMikdash, there was 80,000 Pirkei Kuhuna trapped in the Beis HaMikdash and were burnt alive. Out of those 80,000, only one Kohen survived. And that was Yeshua Kohen Gadol. He was the Ud Mutzal Me'esh. That's what they dash in the Pasuk. Hello, the Ud Mutzal Me'esh. Who was Yeshua Kohen Gadol? He was the one who went up and built by Yesheni. He went up with Zerubbabel, and he was the first Kohen Gadol of by Yesheni. He was the Avi of all the Kohanim Gadolim to follow. Zechariah davened that the entire lineage of Kohanim Gadolim should come out only from Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Just like we have, like Malchus Beis David only comes out of David, well, all the Kohanim Gadolim could only come out of Yeshua Kohen Gadol. And that's what he davened. You can look it up in Zechariah Perek Gimel Pasuk Hey. It's mivul like that in Nehemiah as well. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud. So you see that the one who went out in the third Gol of Tzidkiyo, which was Yeshua Kohen Gadol, he was instrumental to build by Yesheni, and he was the Avi voice of all the Kohanim Gadolim to follow, namely the Shimon HaTzadik, the Cheshmonai Ubanav. Those Kohanim Gadolim all came out of Yeshua Kohen Gadol. So you see that the third Golas of Tzidkiyo has Shaykhis to Yovan. And then on the side, I'll give you another Shaykhis. The Arizal said, you need Arizal to say this, that Melech Tzidkiyo, the Nitzitz of his Neshama, went into Shimon HaTzadik and into Yehudah ben Chashmonai. Those were the leaders that the Gemara just said in Megillah. Who is it? It's Shimon HaTzadik and Chashmonai. And they were Nitzitzes from Tzidkiyo, that's Golas Tzidkiyo, that's the third Golas. So you see, the third Golas has Shaykhis to Golas Yavan. So each one, each wave of galus had a shaykhus to that next chet. Each one is a chet in order. Vaydezara, Shvichas Damim, and Gilui Arayos. So what do you see, Rabbi Isai? Take a moment to think. So when we say Hemadati Lahem, I set up for you leaders, let's say Hanani Meshav Azaria, it wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grada finally set up the leaders Hanani Meshav Azaria. On the onset of the Golus, on the very first leg that Kaisa walked out of Eretz Yisrael, came Hanani Meshav Azaria with Yoyakim. Came Hanani Meshav Azaria, that the seeds of redemption, the seeds of the Geula, the ability to be Mesak in the Chet that they're going into right now, Hashem gave them from the beginning. It was not a moment that he let go. Loi ma'astin, I gave you the leaders, I gave you those tools from the onset. When it came to Golas Madai, it was Mordechai v'Esther, the same thing. From the onset of Golas Yechonia, which was Keneged Madai, I gave you Mordechai v'Esther right then. Sure, it took 70 years, but they already at the get-go were there. They were there at the get-go, ready and able to be mesaken the chet of Shvichas Damim when the time was needed. When it came into the Golas Madai, they were the ones who had the ability. When it came to Golas Yavon, at the onset of Golas Tzidkiyahu, I gave you Yeshua Kohen Gadol. It was the Derech Neis. He was the Ud Mutzah Me'esh. He should have been burnt with the other 80,000 Kohanim. He wasn't. He was saved miraculously today to save Klal Yisrael. He was the Tikkun. He was the leader because he was the Aviyah voice of the Kohanim Gedolim, the Kedusha that's necessary to combat Gilui HaRoyos. And then finally, what do we see in Galus Edoim? The same thing. Galus Edoim, the Gemara says it's Beis Rebbe v'Chachmei HaDoiros. Everyone knows the Gemara in Gittin and Vava Mebeis. Yochim ben Zakkai was given a chance to save something, any bakasha he wanted. And what did he ask for? He asked for Yavna, v'chak mishol shulta d'Rabban Gamliel. Yavna represents the Talmidei Chachamim, and the Shoshulta d'Rabban Gamliel is Beis Rebbe. That is Beis Rebbe. He asked for those two things. On the onset of Galus Edoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted these two nekudas, Beis Rebbe v'chachmei doiris, to be with Klal Yisrael throughout the Golus, kedei to be mesaken the chet of Sinas Chinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, Einu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maka Es Yisrael, Elam Kein Boir Lahem Refuah Tchila, like the Gemara Megillah says. The Refuah Tchila was Mamish Tchila, on the onset. And everyone knows the famous, it's Yashami, it's a Medrash Eicha, B'yom Shenekev Beis HaMikdash was Noilad Mashiach. There's not a moment in time, not a second in time, that Hashem lets go. He's holding the hand of Klal Yisrael from the beginning. There was not a moment that he let go. He set up the leaders from the very beginning. He didn't let them go. He didn't forsake them for one moment. Loi ma'astim, loi ga'altim, l'chaloisim lafi brisi itam. It wasn't later, it was from the moment it started. He already planted the seeds of the Geula and he gave him those manigim that were necessary to be mesakin the chet of each galus. And the truth is, Rabbi Isai, we could really expand it. It really is in a greater level. We know that Galus Mitzrayim, the Sfarim say, is the shirish of the other Dal Galus. Who took us out of Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, someone was born when we went entered Mitzrayim in the Chaimis. Chazal say Yocheved was born ben Achaimis, on the boundary, on the border. As she was entering Mitzrayim, she was born. Why was she born then? She couldn't wait to get to the house, get to the hospital. She had to be born like in customs. You're landing in the airport and right go through customs. That's when the baby comes out. The moment she stepped foot in Mitzrayim, Yocheved was already born. Because Yecheved was the mother of the Mashiach Shal Yisrael of Mitzrayim. Hashem orchestrated that there won't be a second, a nanosecond, that Klal Yisrael is in Mitzrayim without the seeds of a Mashiach, without the seeds of getting out of Mitzrayim. There's not a second. And if you think about it, the Medrash says It's even in the klolis of all the gullies combined. The Medrash in Breishis Rabbim Pehei Aleph, the Medrash darshins a pasuk b'terem tochil yolada, before you have the birth pangs, yolada you already gave birth. Koydim sheloi noilad mishiba mishabe derishin, before they even entered Mitzrayim, noilad goyle ha'achron, already the final redeemer was born, Mashiach. And that's why the mice with Yehuda and Tamar came about as Yosef was going down to Mitzrayim. Before Klai Yisrael stepped foot in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu simultaneously, at the exact same time, orchestrated that already the Maisa of Malchus Beis David started, and Yehuda had that Maisa with Tamar. Hashem doesn't let go for a moment. That's Lo Ma'astim. That's the inyan of the Nechama, of this Gul of the Teichacha. It's not stam that Hashem loves us and He didn't send us out through hatred. And it's not just that He set us up manhigim to get us out, but He set up those manhigim from the onset of each galus tailored made to get us out. He gave us a Chavetz Chaim to correct the midah of Lashon Hara, of Sinas Chinim. If we'll have one more Chavetz Chaim, we're out of here, Rabbi said. We'll have a gula. He set us up, the Chachmei Adoris, to correct the Chet of Sinas Chinim. He already planted those seeds from the ghetto, Shoshulta, the Raman Gamliel, and Yavna. The Chachmei Yavna. That's what he set up from the beginning. And that's probably why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for those two Bedafka. He knew this. He knew that that's what the keys of the gula. So those two had to remain. Memeila, those were the two that remained. It's a much deeper nechama. Now we read the Techach and we end up like Ma'astim. It's a deeper nechama. The nechama is that Hashem is with us, not punishing us, stamazai. He's punishing us with the way to get out of the punishment, the way to correct the punishment. He's giving that tools to get us out at the same time. Like a parent will punish a child and tell the child, all you have to do, just tell me you're sorry and you were good. And you're okay. He gave them the formula to come out right away of the gullus, if we'd be so deserving, if we were able to be masak nakai. But he gave us those manigim to get us out right away. I want to end off Rabbi Sai. We mentioned last time that in Eicha, it doesn't mention the word Elohim even once. It's only Hashem. And in the Techach of Kisavai, it also doesn't mention Elohim. It's only Hashem. And the Shaila asks, how come the end of Techach of Bukhukaisai, there's a Nechama, like we mentioned. A few more psukim of Nechama is there as well. And the end of the Techach of Kisavai, there's no Nechama. It leaves us hanging with clawless without any Nechama. How you talking? There's no Nechama. So the Shaila was asked to the Radvaz, Chuvus Radvaz, and Chelik Bey Tovshin Samach Tes. And he says, you know why there's no Nechama in Kisavai? Because you don't need a Nechama. The entire Kisavai, if you go through the Psukim, Ein Pasuk U Pasuk, there's not even one Pasuk, Shalahusko B'Shem Ha'avaya, which is Midas HaRachamim. Every Pasuk of the Techachim Kisavai has a Shem Ha'avaya. So with the klala came a midas harachamim with it. It wasn't a klala, and then we need a nechama. The klala came with that nechama built into the klala. Every klala has already a nechama built in. It's the Shem Havaya. Lo'edia sh'amidhi barachamim al derech. And he quotes a pasuk. V'yad depen ve'en lecha nechama gedoyim l'mizu. There's no greater nechama than that. No. That it's with Hashem's Midas HaRachmim every step of the way. So just to expand on this one Nakuda, and I'll let the Eilam go in on overtime, but the Lev Aryeh points out, he quotes on Adam Gadol, and he says that if you look in the Klal of Kisavai, you'll find that there's 676 words. And that's Gematria Rois, Sarois Rois. Rois is 676. You'll also find that the Shem Havaya is mentioned 26 times. And Shem Havaya is Gematria 26. And 26 times 26 is 676. The Shema Vaya is there to neutralize, to combat the each klala, all the klalas combined. We have that Midas HaRachmim, like the Radvaz points out. We don't need another Nechama. That is the Nechama. The Nechama is that it's together with the Midas of Rachmim of Avaya, and it's exactly 676, connected to 676, to be Mematek and to be Mahapech every single klala. Because Hashem gave us the klalas with the ability, with the Shema Avaya, to be Mematek those klalas, to be Masaking those klalas. And then he dashes a pasuk, fascinating. Pasuk Gedilin Lamedalechav says like this: Rabbis Rois Tzadik, Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem. So he says like this: Rabbis Rois. Rois is Gematria 676. The 676 that came from the Tzadik, that came from Moshe Rabbeinu, his klalas said on Kisavoy, there were 676 words in those klalas. But the pasuk continues, "Umikulam yatzilenu Hashem." But the midas harachamim, havaya, 26 times havaya, "Mikulam yatzilenu Hashem." The Hashem that's built into those klalas are going to be matzalas from all those klalas. So, kumtais rabbeisai, those klalas had the nechama built in. It doesn't need another nechama. It was built in because it was the shem havaya midas harachamim, and the oimik is that Hashem orchestrated that with the klala will come out the tikkun, will come out the mitzvah kadin, will come out the correction for the chet that deserves that klala. Hashem loves us throughout every one of those klalas. There's a midas harachman, and the takana was built in. He didn't let go for a second. He held on to Klal Yisrael throughout all the bitter klalas. He held on to Klal Yisrael the entire time. So that is the greatest nechama. That is the inyan of that the Shem Havai. It's the mitzvah. That's like he set up the manhigim with the galus. He planted the manhigim from the onset of every galus, and that's the oimik of the nachama of Afgam Zois beYosim Beretz Aveim LaMaastim. He loves us unconditionally. He loves us throughout, consistently. He didn't let go. Not only didn't he let go, he gave us the tools. He gave us those manigam that will get us out of all the goliaths from here of Yemenu. Shkoyek for listening, Rabbi Sain. Sorry, what did you say?
Where's the Lev Aryeh?
Oh, the Lev Aryeh. Sure. The Lev Aryeh is by Rabbi Yehuda Ayaleh ben Yeshua Hashki, and it's in Pashas Vayelech, Ois Aleph. He quotes a Gadol Echad. Go look it up. It's the same Inyan. The Inyan Hashem gave us the Mahi, he gave us the Shem Havayah built into the Tachacha. He gave us every Klala built in with the Nechama and with the Tikkun. That is the greatest Nechama Klal Yisrael has. Shkoyach Rabbi Sain.
Wasn't the Golas Yavan after the Chorban Bayis? The Golas of Chorban Bayis was already over.
No, Golas Yavan was during the Bayis Sheni. Actually, it was during Bayis Sheni. It's easy to deken, and it was the third in row. And the Tzvam talk about it. Why it happened during Bayis Sheni, but it wasn't for the Chet of Bayis Sheni. It was a Chet for Bayis Rishon. It was a Chet of Gilei Arayis from Bayis Rishon. The Chet of Bayis Sheni, which is in Eschinim, caused the Golas of Bayis Sheni, but you know, of course, that galus happened. But this is still from the previous katoim that were added up, and each wave caused another galus. All right, Rabbi Sheshkayk, for listening.
Sure.